now. Welcome back, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope you all had a great weekend. It was very nice. It was warm. Got a lot of work done. We're doing a couple of changes in our life that we'll discuss at a later time, and got some of that work done too. So I was kind of excited about that. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. A couple of quick hits. I am off on Friday, so we're going to condense the show down Monday through Thursday. So we'll try to get everybody on who's usually on. It is the Doug Mayo Invitational at Copper Creek on Friday. I've been doing that for a few years and enjoy that with my brothers from another mother. The four of us, and can't wait for Friday. It seems like it's going to be warm, so that'll be perfect. Just what a 55-year-old fat bald guy needs: hot sun and golf and beer. It's perfect. It's a good day. Hope everybody got to watch some. I mean, there was a lot of good things on this weekend. A lot of good basketball. A lot of really good golf and hockey and soccer and just all this stuff going on. To talk about that today, we have Coach Kevin O'Hara is coming in at 5 o'clock. I really want to get his take, and I want to get Brendan Stiles is coming in at 5:20 as well. He'll come in today and on Thursday since he won't be able to make it on Friday, but I wanted to get his wrap-up of the first round of the NBA playoffs and where we're headed in the second round. I really want to get Kevin's opinion on a COVID-related story with John Rahm and golf, and we'll kind of get into that here in a little bit as well. Want to make sure that we know that you can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports or at 1700 The Champ. Facebook at 1700 The Champ, the website 1700thechamp.com. Friday's show is up on the podcast. You can get that at any venue that you get your podcast. You can go out there, find Steen on Sports. You'll see most of the time when I put my hours out there, hour one, hour two, one will have 1700 The Champ logo on there and the other one will have my ugly mug on it. So that's how you can kind of tell if you've got my show. I want to talk a little bit about our sponsors as well. BetMGM, if you want to do sports betting in the state of Iowa, you can download the app. You can deposit money, and then you can play some bets. A lot of fun stuff going on. If you use Steen 100, we're running specials on the NBA playoffs, baseball. If you sign up, use Steen 100, you put a $1 money line wager on, let's say it's the NBA playoffs, and any team hits a three, you win $100 in free bets no matter what your money line wager did. We also have that on NHL playoffs. We have that on baseball. So if any team scores a goal, any team hits a home run, that's what we're looking for. Everybody hits home runs. Baseball, of all those things, because they're going to score a goal, baseball, of all the things, is the one that's probably the hardest because you're not always going to get a home run. There's still a lot of home runs being hit. And we'll talk about that a little bit with baseball today and kind of the cheating scandal that's getting ready to, I think, blow up a little bit. And that is with pitchers and what they have been using, trying to get a higher spin rate on their ball and what they might be using to do that. And it seems like it's a pretty big issue that's going to kind of explode here in a little bit. Also want to thank Northwest Bank, two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. I talk about them every day. I talk about the quality of the bank. They'll meet all your banking needs, but most of all, the quality of the people that work there. It's a big deal. And I appreciate them, and they will appreciate you. All you have to do is just go in, open up an account, tell them Steen sent you, and enjoy what they have to offer, member FDIC. And last but not least, my favorite protein bar. And I had a good week last week. I told my wife this morning, and I don't know what all I did, but we worked really hard this week trying to change things. I think I was probably overdid when I did my weight and did it when I, you know, right before I go to bed when I'll be the heaviest. I think I weighed 265. That's a lot for a 55-year-old 6-foot guy. When I weighed myself today in the morning, I was at 259, 6 pounds. It's better than gaining weight while I'm trying to lose weight. So we'll see what happens. We're going to keep trying. Any help, anything that you can bring my way, throw that my way. You can go to Twitter at Steen on Sports and say, hey, you old, bald, fat guy, here's how you can lose some weight. That I would appreciate that because I need to do that. But one of the ways I can do that, and I had one today, it's Built Bar. It is it's an energy-filled, great-tasting protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. It's covered in chocolate, has 17 grams of protein with only 130 calories and 4 grams of sugar, a net 4 carbs. So go to builtbar.com. and order the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. It's delicious and nutritious. Use CHAMP10 and get 10% off your first order. There we go. So I think I got all three of those covered. And hopefully I've been sending out information, and hopefully we'll have some more sponsors jumping on. Have a lot of really good feelers going on right now. So we'll see what happens. I really enjoy doing this. I hope you enjoy listening. And in turn, hopefully that will help bring some more sponsors on so we can have more fun. You know, we're getting close to with the radio station. You know, I'm fully vaccinated. We're getting closer to, you know, it makes it a lot different when you can have live guests instead of always on the phone. You know, you don't get the best reception sometimes. It's always fun to have people in here, too. To sit and talk. Not all phones out there are as good as Tiff's work phone that we, her 6-line work phone that we do. So, big deal for today. Let's start. I want to start this out right. I saw him in concert once. Today would be his 63rd birthday. And I bet you he'd still be going strong. Today is Prince's birthday. When you talk about amazing artists, he has to be somewhere close to the top of the list. Just his talent alone, the songs he came out with, his acting. My big thing that I bring away from him is his guitar play. He's one of the greatest guitar players of all time. People just don't know it. I'm amazed at how great he was and how good a performer he was. And he's extremely missed. Just another one of those things that they were taken way too soon. Man, he had so many things to do, and he's helped so many people get started and achieve success in the music world. And he would have been 63. He's 8 years older than I am. He's sorely missed. One of the big announcements today was Keith Urban had something come up, and he is not able to perform at the fair. So you get Dan and Shay are going to replace him, which I think will be a great concert as well. That was very nice that the fair was able to find that good of an act to, especially this late in time. I did want to see Keith Urban. There's another, you know, he's known for his singing, but in people that watch him closely, another amazing guitar player. His ability to play guitar is pretty cool too. It said today that Bruce Springsteen was getting, he's going to go back. He was on Broadway, I think, 2 years ago, right before everything started to shut down. It was a great show. I mean, it was sold out. I think he just got, you know, he's at a point in his life where he doesn't want to do anything for very long. I mean, if you've ever seen Bruce Springsteen in concert, I went to my first one with my Uncle Mick and Aunt Pat in Hilton. And I mean, he came out and he performed for like 3.5 hours. I mean, it was crazy. It's the first time I ever heard any Bruce Springsteen music too. And I was flabbergasted at how well he had the people in the audience. Just everything he did, they were right there. They were right on him. And it was crazy how much fun it looked like he was having. And that was a long time ago. I think I was in, oh my gosh, 8th or 9th grade, one of the two. I mean, I was pretty young, but it was great that they took me, and I really appreciated getting to go. Nick Saban, let's take a deep dive on this one too. Nick Saban got a new contract that takes him through 2029. He's 68 or 69. He'll be 77 at the end of this contract. 77. Now, Nick Saban doesn't look 69 either. I don't know what the man does. I don't know if he, you know, what spell he has that he looks as young and acts as young as he is. That's getting up there though. 77. What that contract does is, even if he has a losing season, which he's never going to have a losing season because of the talent and his track record with that talent, he's never going to have a losing season. But so he's there till 2029 until death do them part, I guess. But he deserves that. I mean, he went to an Alabama program that wasn't doing very well and came from an LSU program that he had built up to an amazing program and turned Alabama around too, and has put a lot of different people out there in jobs as well too. So then you look on the other end of the spectrum right now, the Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. This is going to be one where I don't think either side blinks. And you had some people this weekend in the Green Bay Packer organization that said, you know, this is dividing our family. They consider their fan base to be family. And they also consider the fan base to be part of ownership, because a lot of them are. And it's like, it's tearing them apart. And this is really fun. I think some different places in Green Bay have done surveys and went out and talked to people. And it's like 50-50. They love him when he's winning football games. His off the field and all of the other stuff, I think that's where the 50% sours on him, because you can't deny how good a quarterback he is. He's an amazing quarterback. I don't know how it's going to end, but I have a feeling it's not going to end nicely at all. Let's go here. Bruce Arians and general manager Jason Licht both got new deals from Tampa Bay. So that means that now they've secured the whole starting units to make sure that they have this year and maybe even a next year. The coaching staff, the general manager, Tom Brady, I mean, they've signed up. They really want to buy into trying to repeat. Kept most of, you know, they kept all their starters. They kept a lot of the people that were important that didn't start. Here's the thing that I think is going to be extremely successful for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is that Tom Brady didn't have time to you know, really dive deep into the playbook. You know, he's a crafty veteran now, right? He's not going to say the same thing that Tua did, that, you know, without having OTAs and not having all this, you know, that playbook is crazy. He's not going to come out and say that, but I think he believes it. And I think he finally was starting to get the hang of it towards the end of the year. But now they've had a whole off season. He's healthy. they're going to have OTAs. They're all there. One of the few NFL teams, I think three or four so far, that everybody's there. And now you have the coaching staff's going to be happy that everybody's back. And the general manager's back, and he did a great job on keeping everybody on the team. So, I mean, if you're looking and how they went through the playoffs and who they beat in the playoffs, I know everybody still has Kansas City Chiefs as the betting favorite, and this is a Kansas City Chief affiliate, right? But boy, having everybody back now. Tom Brady's not young, so we'll see what happens with Father Time. Sometimes going to get even. I just don't know when it is. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Love talking to you. Stick around. I got the next segment as well. We got a lot to talk about today.
It's green, moron.
Come on, move it, you clowns.
17. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nothing's off limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700, the champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Monday. Great week coming up. Hope everybody has had a great weekend, had a good Monday. Everybody loves to have a good Monday. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. At 5 o'clock, we have Kevin O'Hare coming in today. And at 5:20, B-Styles, I'll take that last segment of the second hour. I have the last segment of this first hour, too. I had a lot of stuff to talk about today. And just getting started. All right. So we talked about Nick Saban. Well, let's do this first before I deep dive into that again. If you want to check us out on Twitter, go to at Steen on Sports or at 1700 The Champ. The website, you can listen to the show live. You can click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. You also can download podcast, or you can download the podcast from any of the providers that you use. Just go to Steen on Sports. You'll see it in there. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. I will be brought to you by BetMGM this segment. If you want to do sports betting in Iowa, it's really easy. You go to the App Store, you download the app, BetMGM, you deposit some money, and you find something that you want to sports gamble on, bet on, and it's that easy. Now, here's the two important parts. Well, there's three. One is gamble responsibly. Two, do not bet more than you're willing to lose because they're really good at what they do. Three, have fun. Don't, if you're stressing about it or it's controlling your life, get into something else. There's all kinds of things out there that you can do. So talking about betting and talking about the weekend, let's take a couple of minutes. Oh my gosh, which one? Floyd Mayweather fought Logan Paul, and wow, what to say. One, Logan Paul did a lot better than I thought he would. Not that Floyd Mayweather has a lot of knockout power. He doesn't knock a lot of people out. He outpoints people. I think that's what stops him from being in the discussion of one of the greatest boxers of all time, just because that's what he does. And some of the side stuff and the amount of money and everything, I think that kind of sours people too. He's an amazing boxer. I mean, when you watch him, he's amazing. Logan Paul is not as good a boxer as Jake Paul, his brother, but I mean, I thought for not being a boxer and not knowing the craft yet, and I'm not saying that he did better than Conor McGregor, but I mean, his boxing skills are better than Conor McGregor's. I don't know. I know a lot of people, I mean, the buy rate, I mean, it looks like, and there were a couple times, and I agree with some people. I heard Tiki and Tierney today say that it looked like there was a couple times that Mayweather hit him and it stunned him. And instead of throwing two more punches and knocking him out, it looked like he kind of just got in there and held him up and said, "Oh no, dude, we got to go the whole way here. You're not going to drop." it's good for TV. It's good. I don't understand all the YouTube and TikTok but here's what I know. And this is what I always say about name, image, and likeness. This isn't about, are you the greatest athlete? Because there's a lot of great athletes that have zero social media presence. I'll give you a, let's see, who would be a perfect example? Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard does not have a social media presence. He goes on the floor, he takes care of his business, and he doesn't say anything. Probably not what Gatorade, Nike, Under Armour, all these places are looking for someone who take their money to say, help me grow my brand. He doesn't want to grow his brand. So if you're going to an athlete and the first thing they say to you is, I don't want to grow my brand, then you're not going to make it in the growing your brand business that everybody's in. These two young men, Logan and Jake Paul, know how to use their social media. You know who else does? Floyd Mayweather. You know who else does? Conor McGregor. I mean, Conor McGregor seems more popular now after getting his butt whooped than he was when he was beating somebody. But that's what this whole social media name, image, likeness, that's what all this is about, folks. That's the people who want, I mean, that's what they're looking for. But I guarantee, I don't know what Logan Paul walked away with, but people today were saying, depending on what the buy rate was, that Floyd Mayweather may have been 25 to 50 million. To carry a guy for six rounds, make that kind of, come on. That's crazy stuff, and I'm glad it worked out, and I don't know. I don't know what else to say. It's crazy the amount of hype and money and all of that. You know, UFC guys don't get buy rates like this sometimes. So, wow. I want to talk a little bit about the memorial, but I want to include John Rahm in that, and I want to talk to our guests and give. So I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to hold off and give my opinion on the Memorial Tournament and John Rahm being a part of that to my this next segment. So then I can lead in with Coach O'Hare and B when he comes on. What I will say is we have – some big organizations, baseball is one as well. The NCAA is another. You know, these organizations are supposed to be putting their product ahead of stuff and doing that. You know, here's one for you. The NBC moved the women's final to the Golf Channel yesterday because it ran over on time. And my thought process in that, because it was close, people were going up and down. I felt horrible for Lexi Thompson, who had a four-shot lead and lost it on the back nine. I felt terrible for her. And it, you wouldn't do that with the men's U.S. Open. Now, and I get it. My sons would be yelling at me right now. Dad, it's not the same. I understand that. But it can't ever get to be the same if you don't treat them in television rights and stuff. I mean, it has to start somewhere. Now, I understand that women's golf isn't as popular as gymnastics. I mean, Simone Biles just killed it yesterday and is coming up with routines that there is nobody in the world that can do. And so just the level of difficulty is going to propel her into championships and gold medals and all that. If Simone was getting ready to do her routine, NBC's not switching off of that to go. Because gymnastics runs some Olympics, you know, that people love to watch that. So what we have to do and is for people to love. The golf was fun to watch. They were playing at the Olympic Club in San Francisco. It's a prestigious course. And it's tough, and they were playing well, and they got young amateurs there that are 16, 17 years old playing well. You know, it's just, it's too bad. It has to come to a point. We have to have people out there that are willing to step up and say, you know what, we need to see this too. We need to use the same avenues that the men's sport have, that the women's sports have, and you know, make it shown so these kids can start understanding. I've said this all along, that if I could redo, now, and then maybe they wouldn't like it as much, but if I could redo what I have done with the three boys, and even though Jennifer would never allow this to happen, but I mean, we would have played golf. It is so much fun to golf with them. I have a built-in foursome. We can play whenever, you know, it's fun to play with them. And now they're so into it that even they believe that, oh man, how good could I be if I started doing this when I was 10, 11, 12? And don't give me the, well, golf's an expensive sport. So's traveling baseball. So's traveling football. So's traveling basketball. All of those things are expensive. Everything, trying to, you know, then you're looking for colleges. So you're out playing in front of people. That's expensive. You know, I mean, it's all expensive. It's all relative. But I was kind of sad that they moved that. And it was Yuka Sasso came back and won. And once again, I felt horrible for Lexi Thompson. She played so well. That's the one she wants to win. She wants to win the U.S. Open. She's done everything else in her career. I looked today. This was really funny. I looked on ESPN. I just glanced, and they were they have a huge fight getting ready to come up, UFC fight, and it's let me see if the picture's still here, because it's one that I had to learn how to say his. Say his name. It's Yusuf. I can't remember what his name, but I'll get it for you. But it had a picture of him and who he's fighting and Dana White. And it brought back childhood memories not childhood, because we're about the same age. But growing up, one of my favorite tennis players was Andre Agassi. Dana White and Andre Agassi look a lot alike. They're bald men with big heads. And they look, I thought, what's Andre Agassi doing in a thing for the UFC? Julio Jones going to the Tennessee Titans. That's an interesting move. That's going to make Ryan Tannehill excited. It's going to make A.J. Brown really excited. The problem that the Tennessee Titans have is he can't defend wide receivers and he can't get to the quarterback, which are two things that or he can't stop the run. Ryan Tannehill's he's going to have to get rid of the ball pretty quick. Not the greatest, offensive line either. But they got Julio Jones for a second round pick. Okay, why didn't more teams? I mean, maybe Atlanta was being picky about where he went, but I don't know. The person I heard this one today that Matt Ryan. Julio Jones played 11 games last year out of 16. Had some injury problems the last couple of years. Matt Ryan's quarterback rating is like 112 when Julio Jones is on the field. It's 78 when he's not. You think that Matt Ryan is happy that Julio Jones is no longer there and all they got was a second round pick? Probably not. That's not what he came back for. That you know, that's the... There's the problem, too, when we talk about athletes and the amount of money and the contracts that they sign. You know, Aaron Rodgers is under contract. Matt Ryan's under contract. Julio Jones is under contract. But they're demanding to be traded, or they're demanding this, and people are saying they should just sign their contract and they should just perform that way. Well, it doesn't work that way, folks, because they can get cut, too, and they don't get all their contract. I mean, it's not a two-way, it's not an even playing field here. It is not. And... you know, that just took a weapon away from Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, here's one thing I know that Matt Ryan has in his contract. Incentive bonuses. And throwing to Julio Jones increases your incentive bonuses a lot more than throwing to a rookie tight end who I think is going to be really, really good. Portland Trailblazers, after their loss, maybe they're looking for a new star to see what Dame does, but they're definitely looking for a new coach. Which is quite surprising, since he's had winning records and he has won with a team that you are, you are taking Dame and saying we need more talent, even though he's been winning with the talent that the coach has given. Whenever a star player wants more, Dame's not asking for more money. He's asking for help. Since when is that the coach's fault? That's the general manager's fault. The general manager didn't get fired today. The general manager is getting ready to hire another coach. So that, I mean, that's the way the world looks and works and all of that. So we can't just take it and just say, yep, you can't be pro team or pro player. You have to be a little of both. One last thing for music's going to start here in just a second. It looks like the ISU softball team is getting a new infield, maybe a whole new infield and outfield, but I saw them digging up the infield today on a quick picture. So that is very interesting. I'm gonna start my next segment with this person here. I'm very excited for him and to see what happens. One of the things I want to talk with Kevin O'Hare, I want his opinion on Kawhi Leonard. I watched Kawhi yesterday. I want to like this guy, but there's something I don't, and I don't understand why I don't like him. I have no idea. And he causes zero trouble. He plays hard. He has all these things, and I don't know why I don't like him and I like some of these other crazy guys. That's one of my major things that I want to talk with Kevin about too. And then at some point today, I'm going to talk about my New York Yankees and what I think they need to do. And I'm an Aaron Boone fan, but oh man, after this past weekend with the Red Sox, I don't know how long he gets to keep his, I don't know how long he gets to keep his job. That was not a good job. The team's not put together well either, and that's the general manager. I mean, I don't like, people don't care if you're a Yankee fan if you're not doing well, but I care. I know Rob Young cares. We're out there caring. Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. I got one more.
Especially now. Learn about our in-person and virtual programming at bgcci.org.
You're listening to Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a good day at work. Be safe driving home. Need you in one piece. Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Love being here. Hope you love listening. I love talking. I hope you love listening. Talked about a bunch of stuff so far today. B Styles is coming up at 5:20. Kevin O'Hare coming in at 5:00. I keep going through. I had one direction I was going with one, and one direction going with the other. Now I've kind of moved around because of stuff that I'm listening to myself say while I'm going through all this stuff. A crazy weekend. It was warm, but it was nice. We had some work that we needed to get done. We kind of I can't talk about it yet, but we got some, a couple of life changes happening here. Good things, all good. And we were getting ready to make some of those happen, and I got home last night. We went to Wahlburgers for dinner. Great food. Really good food. I had I think it was like a bacon cheeseburger gumbo soup to die for. It was so good. It was a lot of fun. But I was wore out. Man, I woke up this morning and I'm like, ugh, I'm old. Old and fat. But 6 pounds down from what I was the last time I woke up on a Sunday and said, ugh, I'm old and fat. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports at 1700 The Champ. Facebook at 1700 The Champ. Website 1700thechamp.com. As always, it's even later in the show than it should be. So I love you, Nana. Happy Monday. Always got to talk to Nana. I'm going to do Northwest Bank to take care of this segment here. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. Northwest Bank has all your banking needs. They'll take care of everything you need. It's locations all across the state. People are great. They do exactly what you need them to do, and they're going to take care of you. Go in, tell them Steen sent you, open up an account, and see what they'll do for you. I know what they're going to do for you. They're going to make your banking easy, something you don't have to worry about. Put it out in the back of your mind because it's going to be taken care of. Remember FDIC. Okay. I wanted to, so when you get home on a Friday, we did some stuff and I got home and I did the same on Saturday and we did the same on Sunday. And guess what was on all three times I got home? Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And I'm thinking, man, what a great job that would be. I've always thought that would be the best job. I love to talk. I love to eat. I don't especially love to travel, but I would love to drive around in a car and go to places and film and do that. And I'm thinking, man, what a great job. And then you find out what he just signed his new contract for. And I know I think I've talked about this. 3 years, $80 million. My goodness. To eat cool food and have, it's just unbelievable. I like watching it. It's a lot of fun. And I watched a documentary on Anthony Bourdain. I miss seeing him too. Another great cook, but even a better person and an intriguing person, to say. Okay, I'm going to jump into this and then I'll lead this in to a little bit of my talk with Kevin as well. If you watched the Clippers Mavericks game yesterday, you saw a team win in the Clippers and you saw a player dominate in Luka Doncic. In so many facets, three-pointers, rebounding, playing defense, passing the ball. I don't know what else he has to do. The Dallas Mavericks have not, and I love Mark Cuban, by the way, another person I love watching on TV. I would listen to Mark Cuban. I would probably pay to listen to Mark Cuban talk. He's had it all, lost it all, had it all, and it looks like he's having a really good time now. And but he has not put a good team. You know, I don't think when they drafted Luka, and I'll be curious to see what Kevin has to say too, that they actually knew how good a player he was. You would be hard pressed right now to tell me that there's a better player in the NBA than he is at what he does and how hard he is to guard and what he brings to the table. But being, even if he was the best player in the league, and people may disagree or may agree, or if you don't surround, I mean, all these guys nowadays have their Robin. You know, you have your Batman and you have your Robin. And he doesn't have a Robin. Kristaps Porzingis was supposed to be his Robin, and he's going to find his way off that team because he doesn't like sharing the spotlight. I don't know. He looks disgruntled. He doesn't look like he plays hard. And what you need when you have Luka Doncic, you need the big guy. They played the big guy in the middle yesterday, and I think that worked really well. He needs to get in shape. And here's, I'll say that about Luka too here in a second. And then you need people that can sit out and hit three-pointers. I mean, I would, if I had four shooters and two of them were 6'11 guys and could also rebound and also go to the basket and, you know, and all that. I mean, you still have to run an offense, but I understand that. But he doesn't have enough talent around him. I mean, he's got three guys on him at all times, and he still scored 47 points yesterday. Still gave out 15 assists yesterday. Now, does Luka need to do some stuff? Yes. He needs to get in shape. If he is going to control games, he needs to be able to play quality minutes without – he looks tired at times on the basketball floor. And, hey, listen, that's me – that's me talking as a coach, that I would need him to be in better shape. And I guess here's my comparison, and Steph Curry's older, and Steph Curry this year didn't play as many minutes, but the minutes that he played were exactly the same minutes as Luka Doncic, but he looked like he was in better shape. But if you watched that Clippers-Mavericks series and you came away and you weren't impressed with Luka Doncic, then you don't know basketball, because they don't make people like that. I mean, he's Larry Bird, more athletic, taller, bigger, faster, stronger. That's always been a sticking point with me, too. My boys, I didn't show them enough old-time NBA stuff. Larry Bird would, if Larry Bird was coming up now, he would thrive in this NBA, where, you know, people don't play defense, you don't get bumped, you don't get hit, you don't get knocked around, you don't get any of that. I couldn't imagine being Larry Bird and getting to play in this era. I can't even imagine Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan would go crazy in this era with some of the things that happen on the basketball court. But I want to talk to Kevin about that, you know, with Nikola Jokic and Luka Doncic. I mean, two foreign bass players that have come here and have changed the way basketball's played. Those teams don't need point guards. They have point forwards. I mean, it's just the only difference between the two, Denver's done a better job at putting players around. And that's, I'm telling you again, if Jamal Murray wouldn't have got hurt, the best basketball team that I've seen play so far in this round of playoffs that have gone on so far is the Denver Nuggets, bar none. I mean, they lost the Devin Mitchell. They lost a, you know, that'd be like taking Kawhi away from the Clippers, or taking like what's happening to the New Jersey Nets. This is an important game for them tonight too, for New Jersey. Because you don't know how long that James Harden is going to be out. And if it's going to be a while, the Milwaukee Bucks can beat the New Jersey Nets if they don't have James Harden. That allows them to double up on Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. If Blake Griffin plays the way he played 2 days ago, I'll eat my hat, because I don't think he can do it, because I just don't think his body can do it. And you're not going to get some of the play that you had for some of the other players. If James Harden can't come back, that's a series that Milwaukee should be winning, or they need to take a real deep look at their, I don't know if it's their offensive philosophy. Man, yesterday they took like 32 shots from 3-point land, but weren't hitting any of them. They hit like 26% or right in that general range. I don't know if that's a coaching thing. I don't know if it's a player thing. But if you can't beat a team, if James Harden doesn't play for the rest of the series and the Milwaukee Bucks don't win this, you need to be looking very closely at what's going on in that program. You're not going to have Giannis forever. And, man, that's tough. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Kevin O'Hare coming in here next. He has no idea what he's in for. I got all kinds of crazy questions to ask him. It'll be nice to do that. I'm glad you're here with us. Steen on Sports is glad.